how to find contentment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 337, titled How to Find Contentment. I am here, beloved, to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Contentment. It's something that all humans desire, yet rarely find. But the fact that we're searching for contentment isn't unique or unusual. We were created to be content. Dr. C.S. Lewis wisely observed that the presence of an unsatisfied, unabated longing, would seem to indicate that we were created to be satisfied by something from another world. And by the way, only C.S. Lewis could even think of something like this. And he goes on to say, and the key to experiencing this otherworldly contentment is learning where it comes from, why it is elusive, and how to get it. So where does contentment come from? Any attempt to understand contentment must begin with God. As the only uncreated being, He is the only one who is not dependent on someone or something else. And as such, He alone is eligible to be the source of any true and lasting contentment. Imagine traveling back to the very beginning of time. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning, there is no creation yet, no earth, and no people, animals, plants, or oceans to fill it. We see nothing. But that does not mean that nothing exists. We know from the Bible, even from the earliest words in Genesis, that God existed prior to creation and brought it about by His sovereign will. God has neither beginning nor end and is unchanging, self-sufficient, overflowing in self-giving love, and unflinchingly committed to His own glory. To put it another way, we could say that God is and has forever been perfectly content in Himself. Have you ever thought of God as being content? It is crucial for us as we strive to learn about contentment that we see God in this light, as content in himself. The Bible portrays him as both the object and the model of contentment. He is content in himself, and he shows us that the only way to find contentment is in him. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. When God created, he did so not out of lack, but out of abundance. I feel like saying amen, somebody. It was the overflow of his love and a commitment to his glory that compelled God to create you and me. The entire universe is a divinely constructed amphitheater to host the ongoing proclamation of God's glory. So the Bible says in Psalm 19, verses 1 and 2, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech. And night unto night showeth knowledge. Why is contentment so elusive for some, for many? Well, in the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis, we see that God created our first parents, Adam and Eve. He gave them a beautiful garden, a beautiful life together, and every blessing we could imagine. And he gave them a command not to eat fruit from a particular tree. In one way, what he said is, be content with me, rest in me. I've given you everything. Don't take anything else. Be content. But as we know, of course, they sinned. They ate from the tree that God forbade them to eat from, and that first sin was a declaration. They appraised what God had given them, and they wanted more. They were not content, as so many of us today, we're not content. Like our first parents, we choose to pursue personal contentment in what God has made instead of in God himself. Ultimately, this is what sin is. I said, ultimately, this is what sin is. It is rooted in not being content, not being satisfied with what God gave us. We rebel against God by loving his creation more than we love him. We elevate his good gifts to a place of deity while demoting God to the level of a common thing. We run back to the tree seeking after the magic potion to fill our wicked souls, satisfy our wicked desires, calm our wicked consciences, heal our wicked wounds, and make our wicked lives count. It has never worked, and it is not working today. God is both the object and the model of contentment. How do we find this contentment? At the beginning of the Bible, the sin that Adam and Eve committed in the Garden of Eden was a sin of discontentment. And then in the rest of the Bible, you see God in his work of redemption bringing his creation back to himself. He's bringing people like you and me back through revelation of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and then ultimately through Jesus Christ coming and saving those who have placed their faith and trust in Him for salvation from sin. He's bringing us back to Himself and is saying repeatedly to find our all in Him, to be content in Him. If, however, you believe you are too bad for God, then you must look again at the Garden of Eden. God graciously, patiently, and lovingly pursued Adam and Eve with His words of hope and redemption. "Where art thou?" He asked. More than likely, they still had the taste of sin in their mouths, the sin of not being content. When they heard the promise of God in their ears, the fact that God pursues bruised reeds like this should deeply encourage us. He pursues us to lead us back to Himself. Why? To make us content in Him and Him alone. So why should we be content in God? The answer is threefold. Number one, because this is what we were created to be. Number two, this is what Christ died to make us. And number three, this is the privilege of those who are indwelt by God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. God's design for us to be captivated and calibrated by His glory was once lost because of sin, but now has been won through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We become content by trusting in the God who made us, the God who is content in Himself. So, beloved, if you are listening to this podcast today and desire the contentment that is promised by God to those who trust in Him, make a profession of faith in Christ. For the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the way to complete contentment. And if you want that contentment, if you want God, if you want Jesus Christ to save your soul, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was sent by God to suffer, to bleed, and to die on the cross for your sins, your sin of not being content with God. He was buried, and He rose on the third day to make you content again. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you, shall be saved. Pray with me this simple prayer, and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and be content again. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that I have sinned against you by going after what you have made instead of going after you. I have been dissatisfied. I have never been content with what you've given to me. And this is my sin. And because of that sin, I have broken your Ten Commandments in other ways. I have lied before. Because I am not content, I have stolen before. Because I am not content, I have lusted after people and things before. because I'm not content. I've taken your holy name in vain before, and I've committed many other sins, and I've broken your Ten Commandments. Have mercy and grace upon my soul, and for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, including my sin of not being content with you. And help me to repent of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in you, Lord Jesus, you who died for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul, and fill me with your Holy Spirit, and help me to repent of my sins past, and to turn from my old wicked life of not being content, and following you, Lord Jesus, into the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The wonderful track this podcast is based on is written by Eric Raymond and published by Crossway, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at crossway.org, and when you do, make sure you pass these tracks out, every last one of them, to others so that they can learn how to be content through Christ. God bless you, dear friend, until next time.